Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome, everybody, to the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts, on CultureZine Radio Network, where urban culture lives out. I feel like I miss you guys so much every week. It seems like from Tuesday to Tuesday, I mean, we just don't get together enough. But you can always visit me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Miss Goldie to You, Yonka First Lady. However, how's everybody doing tonight? I'm so excited. I have the pleasure of having Miss Hope Hollingsworth Coaxum. She's an author, director, a playwright from Yonkers. I had the pleasure of being in one of her plays called Never Judge a Book by Its Cover, where I played the First Lady, of course, and it was just such an amazing experience. And to have the pleasure of working with someone who is so spiritually gifted and talented. I love her so much. She's going to be coming on the show later, and we're going to be talking about her new play. And if you just stay tuned and listen in, you'll have the opportunity to win some tickets to her play that's going to be in Yonkers on October 16th and 30th. So, you know, just keep listening, stay tuned in, and we will be right back with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts.
Welcome to the new sound of smooth jazz and R&B. And everybody knows
get into the groove, guitarist Mark Drummond and Groovometry. Six Strings, One Love, Chill Out Tronica, and Too Smooth for Words
with Daniel A. Nelson.
The new sound of smooth jazz and R&B is available now from Mark Drummond and Groovometry from iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all digital distributors.
To share with me this special day. Well, ribbons in the sky for our love. If allowed, may I touch your hand? And if please, may I once again, so that you there's a ribbon in the sky for our love. It's a ribbon in the sky for our love. Love we can lose. With God on our side, we'll find strength in each tear we cry. From now on, it will be you and I. And our
And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts, on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And that was Mr. Stevie Wonder, Ribbon in the Sky. I love Stevie Wonder. I think he's just, you know, such a beautiful, sincere singer. And also that Ribbon in the Sky reminds me of the late Dustin Adams, who used to sing Stevie Wonder so well. And if you have just joined us, we were talking about our guests who will be joining us later, Ms. Hope Hollingsworth-Coaxum, and we'll be talking about her new stage documentary, Diary of a Mother. I'm so excited. I actually can't wait to see it myself, which it'll be in Yonkers, October 16th and 13th. And if you just stay tuned and keep listening, you'll have an opportunity to win tickets. Yes, you have to call in 646-668-8287 and you can win some tickets later on to see the stage documentary, The Diary of a Mother. So, I mean, how many people were actually watching the debate yesterday, the presidential debate? I mean, it was funny to me. I really enjoyed it. It was hilarious. Donald Trump is such a character and a clown, but, you know, he's a businessman, and he has one way to look at America and what's going on. And then you have Hillary. She has another way to look at things and, you know, a different view of what's going on. But I'm just for the ladies. Forget about it. I mean, as a woman, as a mother, as a wife, if she could juggle the things that she have juggled so far, I'm pretty sure that she could run the country. You know, women, we are strong. We can organize things. We can get things together. We can think things through. With men, you know, we have compassion also. We're men, not so much. So, you know, if I had to pick between the two of them, I don't have to tell you who I will be picking. So, you know, just make sure you get out there and vote. Make sure you register to vote. It's very, very important. And for my True School Artist of the Week is Miss Marie Green, Mother Cooper Now, with Child of Black. And if you have just joined us, you are now tuned in live to the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts, on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And shout out to my Culture Zine Network family. I love them so much. And you can go to the website, culturezinenetwork.com. And I encourage artists and everyone in the community to go on hiphopforjustice.com. Be a part of your community. Don't be a part of the problem. Be a part of the solution. So, now, I've just been talking and talking and, you know, telling everyone about my guest that's coming on, Miss Hope Hollingsworth Coaxum. And I'm just so excited about it. And I know you guys are excited, too. So, I really want you to just listen in, pay attention. You may be the lucky person to win tickets to see the upcoming documentary, stage documentary, The Diary of a Mother. And before I bring her to you, I'm going to just play my girl Angie Mulani. She's a young, upcoming rapper, and she has a song called Women in Power. And I kind of love it. I think it's cute. And we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie 2 Radio Show and my guest, Miss Hope Hollinsworth Coaxum.
I'm chasing dreams, I'm looking mean, I'm bothering me. Exes say they miss me, girls wanna be me, but these haters, yeah, they hate me, cause it can never faze me. Clap, bow, down and pray me, toast my glass, and a woman in power, working hard, 365, 24 hours, black queens, yeah, we matter, so you know we focus in this flutters, yeah, y'all know this. Take note, cause we own this, yeah, y'all know we own this. I'm a black queen, cause my goal all for my ladies, I'm like
women in power.
Getting all this money, messing up commas. Shout out to my sisters and my aunties. Yeah, my grandma, that's my cousins. Haters mad, but they ain't saying nothing. Staying strong, had to write this song. R.I.P. to Baby Left Eye. And I'm bringing all that Missy back. You all up in my grill. Never stressing how a hater feel. Got that rock, take a flow. Power moves and I'm killing shows. Respect my grind, watch me. Cause I'ma do this and I'm through this. And I know these fellas clueless. Hype queen, I don't need a crown. Shutting every stage down. I'm on the move, and you know I'm going hard, cause I'm do this for my ladies, and we gon' go so crazy. Got my women in power, women in power, we shutting everything down to women in power, cause I gotta go hard, gotta do it for my queens, and you know I gotta go, cause I'm told.
Yes, and if you have just joined us, you are now live with the Miss Goldie 2 Radio Show. First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. And that was Angie Mulani with Women in Power. And speaking of women in power, you know, when you think about Michelle Obama and you think about Oprah Winfrey, and you think about all of these lovely women in power, and I also think of my guest tonight, the beautiful Miss Hope Hollinsworth Coaxum. Hi, Hope.
Hi, Goldie, First Lady. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing? I see you've been busy. Yes, everything is going so great. I miss you guys up there in New York. I don't miss the cold or, you know, the weather, but I definitely miss the people that I love and care about. So I'm so excited to come to New York. I'll be in New York. And I can't wait to see The Diary of a Mother. So tell us, what's that about?
So, well, you basically know my story. You know my story. I'm a mom first. I have two children. I have my daughter, who I call my earthly child. And I have my son, who's considered to be my heavenly child. You know, I lost my son in 2007, and, you know, through that whole process, you know, I was writing and you know, done, published some books and done some other plays. And this was something that really kind of spoke to my spirit, you know, The Diary of a Mother. And it's basically, it talks about motherhood. It talks about the joys, and it talks about the many, you know, paths that we take as mothers and how we care for our children. But it also talks about that isolation and the grief when losing a child. So it kind of takes you on that journey, and it's a voice for those mothers who don't necessarily have a voice. So this speaks for
so
them. It also encourages them, and it supports, and it's inspiring, and it is about that journey, you know, that journey that started that was so full of life. And yes, there is some darkness. It's very emotional. It's very impactful. But most of all, it does speak to the current climate that we live in when we talk about everything that, you know, our community and our society is going through now.
Right. So name some of the people that you have in this play, and you know, what are some of the, without giving too much away, what are some of the characters like, and you know, who are some of the people that are involved in this one?
So we have some really, when I tell you that this cast is truly, truly amazing, and what they touch on and the fact that they're able to dive so deep into this is what's really very encouraging for me. But Naomi Taylor, who was in another play that I did, actually two plays that I did. I also have Passion No Less. Yes, Passion No Less Necessary, who was also in another play that I did. And she's been in different things that I've brought forth. And I have Crystal Christian. There's also Sean Cott. Alicia is also in it. Alicia Knott. There's also, Tamara House. There's Natalie Cherie. There's Akira Armstrong. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. There's nine women all together that, like I said, really bring this story to life. And there's also a little piece of it are actual moms, Chantel Bird, Michelle Degree, Lisa Clark, Emily Toro, and myself. So it is such such a great opportunity for us to really bring something new and something unique that has never been done. And I got to give it up to for my directors, who is Amir Williams. This was his first time directing, and when I tell you he did a phenomenal job, he did a phenomenal job. And also Ivy Reeves.
Wow, shout out to everybody. And I know it's a lot of hard work, and I am so proud of you, and I love and support you. And I want you to tell everyone where they can see the play, where they can buy tickets, and some of the dates that you have coming up.
So the play debuted at the Riverside Theater in New York City. And, you know, I had a lot of people that had reached out to me asking when it was coming back to Yonkers. So we decided to bring it back to Yonkers on October 16th and October 30th. It's both are Sundays at 3 o'clock p.m. at the Riverfront Auditorium. Like I said, 3 o'clock p.m. shows. Tickets are, you know, we're selling our tickets, and also tickets are available at www.thediaryofamother.com. And that'll take you straight to the Eventbrite page. And we're also selling tickets at the store. However, we're asking people to make sure that they get their tickets early. You know, we had two shows, and we had, when I tell you, a great gathering at those two shows and got some really, really wonderful reviews. And we also got the opportunity to do a live show for George Faison. If anybody knows about the dance industry, and George Faison is like at the top at the Firehouse Theater.
Right, that definitely is a big deal. And for those of you who don't know who he is, Google it. But I really encourage you to go to the website to come out and support. And please, like she said, get your tickets early because I personally witnessed you will be upset. And then she'll just have to keep doing more shows and more shows because I'm pretty sure I'm excited about going. And I'm pretty sure we have some other people that's excited about going.
I also have to, Beverly Burton, I cannot forget, which is so funny, how could I forget that Burton? Beverly Burton, who is phenomenal as well. And the characters' names, you know, like Naomi Taylor, she plays the role of my son. So, like Akira Armstrong is the Arnie mom. So these are really, the characters are not so much about what their names are, but what they represent. So when people
right.
come to see this, you know, we were blessed enough to have somebody even be like a tissue sponsor because it is emotional. It's emotional, but
mm-hmm.
it's effective. And that's what we really wanted to make sure is that it was effective in regard to the message that we're trying to bring forth.
That's all amazing. I'm so excited. So I have a couple of people on the line. And I know they want to say hi to you, and I want to say hi to them. So calling from 646, the last four digits of 2548. And I'm pretty sure I know who this is. Hi.
Hello, Goldilocks, and hello, Hope.
Hello.
So how are you, Passion, and how's it going, and are you excited about the upcoming dates and this current project?
I am. Everything is well on my end, I won't complain. God is still in the miracle working business, and favor still ain't fair, and the grace is still sufficient. So amen for all of those things. In terms of working on this project, it has been a journey, and it's actually been almost like a workshop for me because I have done several dramatic roles. I'm more commonly known for my comedic roles, but I've done several dramatic roles, but I think this has been the most intense out of all of them, and it requires a lot of strength. It requires resilience because I have to be able to shift from one mood to another. And it really requires for me to put on somebody else's persona, put on somebody else's spirit and tell their story. And I haven't done that in a while. I haven't actually done that since I played Mamie Till when we were doing a performance about Emmett Till, and Hope saw me in that as well. So this is actually
right.
I think, even 15 times more intense than that. So it's been a privilege because, you know, I got to work with great people. It's been a privilege because, you know, me and Hope have a long history together. I just posted a picture the other day on Facebook, celebrated our anniversary. So it's also extremely a privilege because when somebody entrusts you to tell a story that is close to their heart, then they're trusting that you're going
right.
to do the story justice. And, you know, being that part of this story is her story, even though that's not my character's role, even though part of this story is her story, you know, it's still the same difference. She's trusting all nine of us to be able to tell these stories, to tell them with conviction, to tell them with resilience, to tell them with the urgency that they need to be received. And so, you know, Hope, thank you for that, and Goldie, thank you for giving
yes.
a platform, you know, to be able to discuss
yes.
it. I'm really looking forward to the next two shows.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing the next up and coming shows. And if you have just joined us, you are now live with the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, and I have the awesome, lovely author, director, Ms. Hope Hollinsworth Coaxum, and we are talking about The Diary of a Mother, and you were just listening to Passion No Less Necessary, which takes part in some of the characters, and we were getting into it. And if you want to get your tickets, it is October 16th and October 30th in Yonkers at the Riverfront Library. You can go to, tell them what's the website again?
www.com. thediaryofamother.com.
Right, and I'm excited about going to see it. And if you just keep listening, we are going to be giving away some tickets to one of the shows. So you never know who's going to be the lucky listener. I hope I see you there, and I hope it's you. So, Patchy, you could just hang out on the line with us if you'd like to, because, you know, you're my sister, and we just love you so much. And, I mean, I don't know if you ladies really want to talk about this, but, I mean, I know Passion likes to talk about a lot of things, but what do you think about this upcoming election that we have going on? And, I mean, what are we going to do? Like, what are we going to do?
You know what? For me, yeah, I'm going to have to pray about that one. I'm going to have to pray real hard. Really, really hard. Like, pray real hard. All I can say is that we have to get out and we have to vote. You have the opportunity.
Right.
You've been given that privilege. Get out and vote. You got to vote. You know, people are like, oh, no, I'm not going to. No, you got to get out and you have to vote. People have died.
Yeah, because a lot of people are tossed up with, okay, you know, I'm just going to sit this one out then. So it's like you can't sit this one out. Like, this is the most important game right here. This is the final quarter, and I mean, even though, you know, we are divided and maybe we don't, you know, have much to pick from, but it's like, are you going to drink milk or are you going to drink oil? Either way, we're not going to mix them together. We're going to drink one or the other. I don't know what we're going to do, but it is so amazing.
Right,
what are we going to do, these people? Well, I'm glad that we all have the freedom to make a choice and do something. I just hope people are making that choice. People are registering to vote. And don't forget, you know, if you have people think that they, because they went to jail, they never can vote again in their life, that is not absolutely not true. And I encourage people to look it up in your state and see what the stipulations are on you being a voter and registering to vote. And also coming up in October, I'll be doing a series on There's Life After Prison. So we're just going to be interviewing several great guests and talking about, you know, some people feel like because they've been in trouble before and they have a record that they can't never get their life together, they can't never get a job. And then you have some people who have gotten out of jail, turned their life around, and been successful. So we need to find out how they're doing that and find out what the other people are doing wrong and, you know, maybe work together and see how we can, you know, encourage some more of our men out there to be, and women, it's men and women, with, and, you know, we can still be productive. We just have to find other ways to be productive, right?
Yeah.
Right, I love
yeah.
it so much. So, do you have a trivia question that you had in mind, or are we going to give the listeners a few more minutes before we figure out who's going to win these tickets to the play?
It's your show. Whatever you want to do, I'm ready. It's your show. I certainly do. Of course I have trivia questions.
You have
to. Sure do.
You said what?
I said, of course we have a trivia question.
Okay, good. So, I love trivia. Especially
too,
if I already know the answer.
Right, if you already know the answer,
so,
that's the great part, right?
Yes, I love it. So, I'm going to take it to Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Love Me, because it reminds me of Hope. And she's, you know, she always has a wonderful spirit, and I encourage people to look her up and buy the books. My aunt was bragging about the book, and she wanted to know how to get the rest of them. So, I told her, because, you know, I'm like one of your cheerleaders. And if you want to know anything about her, how to reach her, if you can't find her, just ask me, and I be glad to tell you, and we'll be right back with Miss Goldie to You Radio.
I forgot I had a radio answer here.
All is fair in love.
No, Nicole's out here. It's now, right now.
Praise again. Oh. to stay in love
for everyone. And if you have just joined us, you are now live with the Ms. Goldie TU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Coachazine Radio Network. And we are on the line with author, director, playwright, and, you know, a wonderful woman, Ms. Hope Hollingsworth Coaxum. And we also have my girl, Passion Note, Last Necessary. Like, you know, it's important that us as women, Black African American women, no matter really what color women we are, we need to support each other. And we need to encourage one another instead of fighting against one another. So we're going to throw a trivia question out here. Maybe, I don't know what you think. Do you think we should give them some time to do a little research before we, you know, just spring it on them? I mean, what do you think, Hope?
Oh, yeah, I like that. We don't want them to have time. No.
No, don't give them time to do it. We have time to research on Kelly when they call in and they getting ready to win 7-day cruises. They got 60 seconds to figure it out, and if they say the wrong answer, they ain't going on no cruise. So they better call in and get it right. They need to know about Hope Hollingsworth Coaxum, doggone it, and they better know about Passion, No Last Necessary.
Yeah, no. You can't give them the time to research. You just got to put it out there.
I love her so much. We rely on her to be that firestorm in our lives, that firestorm of truth and strength. And she's always encouraging me and pushing me in the right direction. So, who's going to give the trivia question? Hope, hit us with the trivia question.
Okay, I got a trivia question. Was the first play that I did, what was the name of it?
I know. But too bad you can't win, Passion, and I can't win either. So you know what? Passion said give you guys 60 seconds to look up what was the first play by Miss Hope Hollingsworth Coaxum. And when I come on the line, I hope you know who it is. I hope you know what it is. I know what it is, too. So we're going to give you a couple of seconds. But while we're waiting that couple of seconds, so tell us about the books you just put out and how they can also read the books and find the books.
Yeah, I won't say my last because I love writing. I love being able to create characters, create settings and scenes and things like that. But I believe it was my fifth book that I put out is Once Upon a Place in Time, The Rebirth. And I love time pieces, you know, pieces that take you back in time that really showcase you know, the way that we lived back then. And so this particular book was something that was, it's a little mysterious. I like that too. But that is one of the books that I put out, but I put out 5 books. But I can't tell you all 5 books because then I'll be giving away some of the answers. So there's 5 books and there's, of course, there's 3 plays, 3 plays that I did. So, you know, you got to really think about what it is and, you know, which one that I'm talking about. But all books are available via my website, which is www.booksbyhhc.com. Very easy. Booksbyhhc.com. And you can get my whole story there.
Oh, so she just gave you kind of a clue, booksbyhhc.com. And, you know, if you guys were so smart and sold everything, you know, you would take this little hint and run with it, right? So, Passion, before I take it to one of the phone people on the phone, do you do any singing in this?
No, ma'am. I do not.
She said that with the quickness.
This is one of those, because often I get asked that. And whereas I love to sing even more. And yeah. So for me, every opportunity that I get to showcase the levels and the depth of my acting chops, I think that's a privilege for me. I can always sing. I'm always singing. I was singing along with the music when we had our musical interlude. But no, this is my show to do singing. Alicia Knott does some singing. Beverly Burton does singing. She sings a song at the end, you know. So I think every opportunity for other people's voices to be heard and to be shared is also wonderful. So, you know, I celebrate the fact that I'm not the one singing in this. Because I think that this was a great opportunity, you know, to get a snippet of Alicia's birthday. Alicia, if you're listening, happy birthday, baby sister.
Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Burton, yes, happy birthday. She was a baby as well. I think it was a great opportunity for her to showcase her composition skills, because whereas Hope wrote the song, Beverly was the one who created the melody for it. And so, you know, it's not just her singing it and delivering it, but she's all, you know, there's other factors to it. So
yes.
All of that dissertation to say, no, I'm not singing a song.
I was just really trying to line you up to sing something. That's all I was trying to do. You know, I just love Casino Last Night Forever. You got to look her up, too. I mean, she's a poet and she sings, and I mean, she really digs deep into your soul. Like, so, you know, y'all got to check her out too. Also, so you know what? I'm going to take it to the line and see who may or may not know that answer. So we have on the line a 917 number, 7975. That's my manager, Mike Ice, under lock and key. But I don't know if Mike Ice know the answer or don't know the answer. Hey, Mike Ice.
What's up, Cody?
I know you're probably at work. Always at work. How you doing, Mike Ice?
I'm doing fine. How you doing? I hope I'm off today. I'm off.
Hey, Mike. Hey, how are you?
How you doing, Hope? How's everything, babe?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you. And I see you doing well as well.
Congratulations with all your endeavors.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that.
I think I know the answer.
Uh-huh.
You think you know the answer?
I might know the answer. I'm going to give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
Okay.
Guys.
All right. Never judge a book by a cover.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
That actually, Never Judge a Book by Its Cover is the second play. So, I wish you would have won, but you could still buy tickets. I'm going to be there. And I know Ms. Lovely Shaw and the rest of the team would love to see The Diary of a Mother.
Yes,
so, you know.
We need to get to the show together. You say what?
Mommy? This is Shaw, boss lady. I'm on the phone too.
Hi, Shaw. How beautiful. Yes, I know you guys still want to meet up with me at the play, so you know.
Exactly.
You want to try to, you say?
I want to come. It's 2 days in October, right?
Yes, October 16th and October 30th. And I know you're going to love it. And I know this is your type of thing. And, you know, women, we stick together. You know, we have our little secret.
That's right.
We have our little secret movement going on. So I would love to see you guys there. And I'm pretty sure Hope would love to see you guys there.
That's why I would. I would love to see you guys there.
I've been telling everybody about the Under Lock and Key mixtape. We actually played Angie Mulani, Woman in Power, before I brought Hope on the line. Because, you know, as women, we have to stick together and keep that power rolling, right?
Right. That's right. That's what you got to do. Especially, like, I heard when I was listening to, I heard Hope saying how important it was to vote. We definitely got to make sure we get out and vote, because we can't have Trump. He disrespects women and stuff, so we definitely got to make sure that he is not our next president.
He's not
going to be. I mean, I don't want to be my president because he's a clown, number one. He is a straight-up clown. He acts like somebody from my hood. If Trump was black, you know, just a dude that stands on the corner and talks smack all day and act like they know what they're talking about, but they really don't know what they're talking about. They just use all these. They just throw all these scenarios out there. Like, that's who he reminds me of. If he didn't have a dime, he wouldn't survive. He wouldn't have survived ever in this world, like Hillary Clinton said. You use your daddy's money to get it popping. My daddy worked hard. Your daddy had $14 million to get you. My daddy worked hard. And as I mean, people might say she might not be the best candidate, but I'm pretty sure she was doing a lot of the work when her husband was in office. And she held that whole situation together. I mean, what woman could survive a scandal in and your
and
husband
she was a
and
Secretary
doing
of State. She was Secretary of State, so.
Right, and if she can handle that and get through that, I'm pretty sure she can run this country. It can't be that much harder than running a household, right, and having a job like us women do. We can go to work. We can handle a household. And that's kind of what it is. It's her job. And she, I'm pretty sure, will be all right. They're not going to let her make all the decisions by herself. No way, because it's not all on whoever to make all the decisions. She just takes all the blame is what really happens. So thank you, Mike. He's going to help her. Obama's going to help her. Michelle's going to help her. I'm going to help her. If she needs my help, I got her.
No, exactly.
Just as long as Donald Duck don't be the president. Donald Duck is the president. I'm moving to another country. I'm letting you guys know that right now. I'm going to move where people look more like me with curly hair and dark skin, and I love warm climates, and that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go with people that look more like me, because evidently, if Donald Duck become the president, I'm gone. And I'm glad they don't know where I live. So, thank you for tuning in to the Golden to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts. We got my girl Hope Hollingsworth Coxon. We got Under Lock and Key Management on the phone. We got Passion No Less Necessary on the phone. I mean, we kind of have I think we're having a little party right now on a Tuesday night. So, you know, we still didn't give away these tickets. And Mike likes, I'm sorry, but I know you're going to come anyway. I know Shaw's going to come anyway. So I'm going to take it to the next person on the line, which is 914-433-9924, which I know who that is, too, because I know all my listeners, because I love y'all. I don't know who's listening on the internet, but I definitely know who's in on the line. Hi, Mother Cooper.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, Mother
Praise
Cooper.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm coming to the place.
She hates when I put her on the line. Her and my mother hate when I put them on the line because, you know, they just supporters. They just listening. They my cheerleaders and stuff. But Sometimes you got to be active participants in this thing. You know how you call me up to pray at church, Mother Cooper, and put me on the spot? Sometimes I got to click you on the line and put you on the spot. So, Hope, hit Mother Cooper with the question.
Mother Cooper, what was the first play that I did?
Never judge a book by its cover.
No.
That's when I went to that Shante. That wasn't it?
No.
That's the first one I knew about.
No. That's the first one you did know about, yes. But it's not the first one I did.
So what was the name of it?
Right. We can't tell you now because...
Oh, that's right. You got to guess to get the ticket.
Yeah, you got to guess the name. Oh, Mother Cooper, but I know you're going to come with me, Mother Cooper, because I'm coming up there and I'm going too.
Yeah, we're going to the plate.
So we're going to
be at the building. It's going to be
in the
library.
I'm looking at the building.
Yes, it'll
yes,
be at the library.
Right
at the Riverfront Library, yes. Yes,
yep, that's right.
So we definitely going to be there. She said, I can walk right there.
Well, I'm going to get on the stage and be in the play.
That's right. Oh,
yeah, so we got to give away these tickets before our time runs out. Mother Cooper, I love you. We're going to put you back on hold, and we got another person on the line who is the last four digits of your number is 8923. I mean, some of y'all should have did y'all research. She gave you a hint. She told you to look on her website where she sells her books, and the answer was there. And you know what? And if somebody doesn't win them this week, we're going to try again next week, and it's going to be the same trivia question. And maybe somebody will get the answer. So, hi, who's on the line now? Because I don't know who this is from 8923. Hello. I don't know who's listening on this line right here, 9638923. But thank you so much for listening to the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts. I was trying to get Passion to sing something for you guys. I mean, I don't know if she wants to. If she doesn't want to, sometimes I really don't care who wants to and doesn't want to. So, Passion, do you have something that you can intrigue my guests with?
Okay.
All is fair in love. Love's a crazy game. Two people vow to stay. In love is one day stay. But all is changed with time. The future none can see. The road you leave behind, ahead lies mystery, but all is fair in love. I have to go away. A writer takes his pen to write the words again, that all in love is fair.
The end.
Oh my goodness, I got this chills all over my body. I love her so much, don't you, Hope?
Yes!
Yes, you guys just don't understand. It's like, you know, I'm having a party with my sisters right now. Like, we are on so many different dimensions as women. We come from different backgrounds. We have different experiences. We're different ages. But when you bring that combination of women together, powerful things happen. And I learned that from being in Never Judge a Book by Its Cover. And
Yeah.
I experience different levels of different respect from different people from different backgrounds. And the way you bring people together is so amazing. And I just want God to continue to bless everything. And I mean anything and everything that you do. I'm looking forward to this documentary, this play, Traveling. And I can't wait to see you guys down here in ATL. And we're going to be looking forward to it and working hard. And I'm going to be there October 16th and 30th. Make sure everyone gets their tickets. Go to the website. Go to give them all your information one more time.
Yes. So the website for the tickets is www.thediaryofamother.com. My website is www.books.com/hhc.com. My email address is hope@books.com. You've got to, you know, I'm on Facebook as Hope Hollingsworth Coaxum, Instagram as Hope Healing. So come on out and please definitely partake of something that, like I said, that is very unique. You will never see anything like this unless somebody copies it, okay? You got to come and see this because it is very, very unique. And I think that you'll walk away with a whole nother perspective. And it's not just about the fact that, you know, your mom or your dad or your auntie or your grandmother or uncle or whatever the case may be. You will walk away with a whole new feeling about life in general, our society, our communities. The people in our communities. This play has no judgment in regard to race, religion, financial status. It covers everything, and I mean everything.
Goldie, you need to get Auntie Charlotte a call. Give her a call and tell her she needs to get on her magic. So we need to take this back to Virginia. You know, Auntie Charlotte know how to pack out an opera house. Come on here.
Yeah,
you know, shout out to Auntie Charlotte. Shout out to the people in South Hill, Virginia, who showed us the most ultimate love. Not that we didn't receive love everywhere, but you know, when you get the right team on the job, and this is what they do, and this is what they know how to do, things, amazing things happen. And it's not about us packing out houses and making money. It's about spreading the message in a multitude, and the greatest possible multitude. And trust and believe, Passion, we will be working on that. You know, she always got her PR Goldie on deck.
I know, that's right.
You know. I mean, I just be waiting for my assignment, for God to give me my assignment. And you can never lose when you move towards something that's moving in the right direction. You cannot never lose with that. So it's always my pleasure to be a part of anything that you women are doing, you strong, powerful women are doing. And I'm looking forward to, you know, Mother. And thank you so much, Hope. And you are always family. And welcome to the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show. You Passion as well. Call in. Voice your opinion. Suggest ideas. If anyone wants to be a guest, a sponsor, advertise on the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show, just hit me up.
Yeah.
Miss Goldie TU Radio. Miss Goldie TU at gmail.com. And I love you guys so much. So, Hope, is it?
We love you too. And thank you.
You.
Oh, I love you, lady, so much.
Love you back.
Love you back.
And I can't wait to see you October 16th, October 30th. Hey, at the Diary of a Mother, Yonkers Waterfront Library. I'll see everyone there. And if you miss it, you're going to have to come all the way down south to see it. So I suggest you catch it then and there. Because, you know, Goldie doesn't take no for an answer. So just go on and get your tickets right now so we don't have to go through this for the rest of the time.
The theater is very easy to get to. It's right across the street from the Yonkers Metro North Station. So if you have to take public transportation and you're traveling from far, take the Metro North, take the Hudson Line to the Yonkers Station.
Right.
You cannot go. It doesn't. You can't get lost.
All you have to do is cross the street.
Thank you, Lord. Matter of fact, we'll wait for you at the train station and have an usher bring you across the street.
Right.
I love you, baby. And I'll see you so soon and hope good luck on everything and many of God's blessings. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Miss Goldie 2 Radio Show. First Lady with the Facts.
Thank
see you,
you
next Tuesday. Bye.
Mwah, mwah. Bye.
Bye.